This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
The staff at Sydney Body Car Star understands that traffic accidents happen.
If you're involved in one, come to Sydney Body Car Star and relax. We'll take it from here.
Great growth in business led to recent expansion at Sydney Body Car Star, where you benefit from the very best collision repair technicians.
I take great pride in making sure that the details and color matches are exactly perfect.
Satisfaction guaranteed at Sydney Body Car Star.
Well, recently I had my vehicle there and I was able to go online and view the progress they were making daily. This put my mind at ease and I was able to relax.
Using Sydney Body Car Star's advanced software program, AutoWatch, follow your car through the repair process from home.
Customers always come back and back and back at Sydney Body Car Star.
175 North Stolly in Sydney.
We're honest, we care, we're friendly and near, we're Car Star, relax.
We'll take it from here.
Phone 492-4783.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Honey, why does the doorbell ring when I turn on the kitchen lights?
I rewired that. It should work now.
No, it doesn't.
Don't rely on short-term fixes. That means long-term solutions. A U.S. Bank Home Equity line of credit may help turn the equity in your home into lasting improvements. Visit a U.S. Bank branch, usbank.com/dreambig, or call 800-209-BANK.
Home sweet normal home.
Some restrictions may apply. Subject to credit approval. Mortgage and home equity products offered through U.S. Bank National Association, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
And from an already rowdy Rushi High School gym, I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee, and we've got high school basketball for you tonight. Boys action, Shelby County League on ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. This January, we begin our 10th year. That's right, less than a month away. We start year number 10 here on scoresbroadcast.com. Tonight, the Rushi Raiders, 1-1 overall, 1-0 in the Shelby County League versus Anna, 1-1 on the year, both games in league play. Rushi with a win here over Fairlawn, Anna with a loss at home to Fairlawn last Friday. Both games we covered right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Don't let those two results fool you. We expect a great game tonight, Chuck. Both of those contests, the Rushi win over Fairlawn, the Anna loss to Fairlawn, decided really by two or three critical plays late in the fourth quarter of both contests.
This is two evenly matched teams. You got a lot of experience on the Anna side. You got a lot of kids that have had a lot of success playing freshman and JV on the Rushi side. And as they play and get more accustomed to varsity basketball speed, I think Rushi, watching them, is going to be one outstanding basketball team this year.
And each of these two clubs would prefer to pound the ball right down inside to the post. We saw Josh York net 29 points for Rushi against Fairlawn. How about Cody Flesher last Friday night, 18 points for Anna against Fairlawn. Both clubs want to hammer the post, get the ball inside.
Well, I mean, yeah, if you got a post player, you might as well use them. And when they throw the ball inside, it opens up the outside. If you can score inside and they got to start collapsing a little bit, that'll set up your three-point shooting.
And you mentioned three-point shooting. Neither one of these two clubs so far this year has shot the outside jumper particularly well, at least in the two games we saw. Wyatt Bensman did pump in 22 points. The sophomore went over the 20 mark in Anna's season opener against Botkins. We know Rushi is also capable from putting in jump shots from the perimeter. Trevor Monin, Jake Garrity, others can get it done. These two clubs, I think, in the end, will go as far this season and in the tournament as the outside shooting develops and improves.
Well, I agree with that 100%. And I think that Wyatt Bensman is going to be a good basketball player. He ran into some tough times Friday night,
yes,
had some turnovers, and you could just see his demeanor just kind of slid on him a little bit. He's only a sophomore. He's got a lot better days and games in him coming up.
And given the fact that these two teams know the other wants to get the ball to York and to Flesher, a situational timely defense will be a factor. How you defend the post, oftentimes it's going to be done with two players front and back.
Well, I think that you almost have to. Yep. Anna's got a little bit of a size advantage.
Right.
But Rushi, they just play well as a team. So, I mean, I think it's going to be a heck of a basketball game.
Now, you've said it numerous times regarding Shelby County League boys play. Home court doesn't mean all that much. Given Anna, Rushi, unusual situation in most leagues, the visiting club has won the last six. Believe it or not, Anna 3-0 here the last 3 years. Rushi's won three straight at Anna. Rushi's last victory at home against the Rockets came in December of 2011, if you can believe that.
Well, you look at the gyms, they're all basically the same type of gym. You got good stands, you got great fans, but when you travel in the Shelby County League, there's no real home crowd advantage, but you bring as many to the away games as you do to the home games.
Yeah, Rushi last year rolling along undefeated in the Shelby County League did wind up winning the championship, the 11-1 in the 12-game round-robin schedule. The only setback inflicted right here by Anna, 71-66. So the Rockets are hoping that the trend continues here tonight.
Well, I'm sure they are. I mean, these are two well-coached basketball teams. I enjoy watching the nuances of the game and to watch how it's kind of a chess match back and forth. It's going to be fun tonight.
Yeah, Spencer Cordonier, Nathan Barhorst will be matching wits on the sidelines, that's for sure. I think we may see some zone from both clubs throughout this game.
Well, yeah, because neither team has shot the ball really well from the outside, so I think you will see some zone. They're going to mix things up. Run the floor, stay out of foul trouble, and don't give, especially Rushi, don't give Anna 3 and 4 possessions, you know, each time down the floor. You got to box out and make sure they're not getting two or three shots every time down.
Now, we are impressed with both varsity teams at Ann and Rushi so far this year, and the JV squads as well. We had an excellent preliminary game here tonight. It went right down to the wire. Rushi led most of the game. The lead was 8 or 9 at one point early second half. Anna got it down to, I think, maybe within one, might have tied it. Rushi staved off Anna late, winning by 4, but a number of fine basketball athletes
on the court for Rushi and Anna in the JV game, and a lot of size, too.
Yeah, exactly. I'll tell you, actually, they had a 13-point lead in the second half.
Wow.
And Anna did get a small lead. I think they were up one or two, and they came all the way back. But what happens when you get that far down, you use a lot of energy to come back. But it got the crowd. I mean, the crowd was roaring like it was a varsity game, and it got everybody ready for this now.
An extremely entertaining JV game for sure. Now, each of these two teams in their most previous games lost heartbreakers. This past weekend, Rushi, which was idle in the Shelby County League, lost on the road at St. Henry, had a 7-point lead at the end of three, led throughout the game. St. Henry won it at the buzzer by one on a 3-point basket. And we were there for the Fairlawn Anna tilt at the Rockets gym on Friday night. Anna could easily have won that game, didn't make the plays it needed to make when the Rockets got really close in that fourth period.
Missed a free throw that would have tied it.
Yep.
The only miss by Flesher in the game from the free throw line, so you certainly can't blame the kid.
No.
But these are kids. It's early. They bounce back from stuff like coaches go home and play it over in their mind 100 times.
Right.
Kids go home and have a sandwich and watch some TV and go to bed.
Yeah, so what we're saying is that those two losses suffered by Ian and Rushi in the last games for each team are now things of the past.
They are in those kids' minds, I'll tell you. That's for sure.
So many thanks to our great sponsors here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. American Architectural Glass in Clayton, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCal Equipment at Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star on Stolly in Sydney, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine. Gratitude to all the staff and associates at Wilson Health in Sydney. The Sydney Daily News with the best local sports page coverage around. Thanks to Ken Barhorst at the Sydney Daily News. And Middendorf Builders in Fort Loramie. Middendorf developing the Timber Trail subdivision, south edge of Anna. A number of beautiful wooded lots available. And Middendorf Builders will also construct your home to your plan and specifications. Customization at its best. Middendorf Builders in Fort Loramie. These additional underwriting sponsors, Manbauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. Clifton University's MBA program, finishing 2 years, go a night a week. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like Brookins. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for added savings at goffneyfurniture.com. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? Thanks as well to John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot at John Hemp Imagery. These Anna community sponsors, Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville, on-time high-tech computer solutions, and Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, 8 expanding divisions, excellent workmanship at Wells Brothers, Inc. Other action tonight around the area. This is an evening with a full slate of games in the Shelby County League for boys. We might note that the one idle team in Shelby County League play this evening is Bodkins. Rushi entertaining Anna here. Fort Loramie's at Fairlawn. Houston's at Bodkins. Keep an eye on both Houston and Bodkins.
Jackson Center's the team that's off tonight.
I'm sorry. I said Bodkins. Yeah, JC's off tonight. Houston gave Jackson Center a run for its money this past Friday. A one-point game.
And they, I guess they shot lights out from 3 points. I was talking to a friend of mine that is a Houston superstar back in the days. He's older than me, so he can't run anymore. But he was telling me that Houston really lit it up.
And Houston's at Bodkins tonight. Houston trying to come back strong after a season last year that the Wildcats want to forget. A lot of veterans returning, plenty of experience. Same for Bodkins, senior laden. Interesting matchup tonight, Houston at Bodkins, Fort Loramie at Fairlawn. But Fort Loramie does own a non-league win over New Knoxville. The Redskins want to get back on the winning track at Fairlawn. Now, that's a big game in the county tonight. And Sonya is at Versailles, nearby Rushi here. The Versailles Tigers are at home against Ansonia. Big matchup here tonight. Every game is big, as you said last week, Chuck. Shelby County League boys, top to bottom, so compressed this year. I think virtually anybody could beat anybody else on any given night. If you drop your guard and bring your C game, you just might get knocked off by, who knows, 8 or 10 points.
Well, yeah, I think you're right. Anybody can beat anybody, and that's what's going to make this. Last year was fun, but you had two really good teams, and then everybody else was pretty competitive. This year, you don't know what you're going to get.
No, you don't at all. We've got girls action for you on Thursday night. Our first look at the Rushi Raiders at Fort Loramie. We've got action at, that's Thursday, yeah. We've got Centerville at Sydney on Wednesday. My mistake. Centerville at Sydney on Wednesday. Tip off 7:30, on the air at 7:10. Shelby County League girls contest for you on Thursday. Rushi against the Redskins again. Tip off 7:30, on the air at 7:10. We've got starting lineups upcoming along with the opening tip. When we return, our pregame brought to you by the In-Between, south of Botkins, where the food is not in between. It's Out of This World on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for Out of This World food is right in between Botkins, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you too will return to the In-Between for Out of This World chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Botkins, 25 and 274.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Say, don't miss out on big savings at Goffney Furniture, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. That's Route 47 west of I-75. For your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Extremely high quality furniture, priced just right. Great savings always at Goffney Furniture. Check out Goffney for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Opening tip is next. Anna Rushi on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambaugh Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com. This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Hello once again, everybody. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here at Rushi High School. The Rushi Raiders about set to take on the Anna Rockets in an important early season Shelby County League boys clash here tonight. Opening five for the Anna Rockets, coming onto the floor, Wyatt Benchman, 6 feet, 1 inch tall, a sophomore, 22 points in the opening game this year for Anna against Bodkins, won by the Rockets, 68-62. Benchman fired in 22. He's joined by Carter Yuleskamp at guard. Carter, a 6'1" senior. Up front, Kane Luthman, 6'4" senior. Blake Stevens, 6'4" senior. Cody Fleischer, 6'6" and a senior. Stevens had 16 in the opener. Fleischer, 18 in Anna's second game of the year against Fairlawn. Head coach Nathan Barhorst. Opening five for the Rushi Raiders, being introduced at the moment. Trevor Monnen, a senior, 5'11". Dylan Cordonier, 5'11" junior. They are the guards. Jake Garrity at a wing, 6'2" tall, a senior. Josh York in the middle, 6'5", a senior, 29 against Fairlawn. He's joined up front by Cole Tebby, a 6'3" junior. Cole Tebby also played a sparkling game for Rushi against Fairlawn, Chuck. He was a tough customer on the inside, too.
He gave him some real depth. I don't think he started in the game that we saw. He came off the bench, and now they've moved him into the starting lineup. Gives him more size, more strength.
Yep, exactly. He was the sixth man for Rushi against Fairlawn. Anna Rockets in the road, green, white numbers, black and white piping down the sides of the jerseys and shorts. And the Rushi Raiders wear the home white, blue numbers outlined in gold. Anna with black or green sneakers, Rushi with the bright blue ones. And the teams touch hands at midcourt. We're all set to go. Stevens jumping center for Anna against York of Rushi. Anna going from left to right on your phone or computer screen as you use your imagination. Rushi from right to left. As we noted just a minute ago, Jackson Center idle in Shelby County League play tonight. Houston's at Bodkins and Fort Loramie's at Fairlawn. A girls game tonight finds Riverside at Jackson Center, by the way. Opening tip won by Anna. It is Yuleskamp into the forecourt. Foul line extended right. Luthman on top of Yuleskamp. Being pressured closely by Dylan Cordonier. On the wing, it is Benzman. Ball skipped to the far side. Entered to Fleischer. Reverse layup, a beauty. Well done by Cody Fleischer. He's off to a good start.
Pretty good defense. He did a great job of getting to the rim, like you said.
And he used that rim as a defensive mechanism. He went reverse on the layup. Here's a steal by Anna of Rushi. Then Rushi swipes it right back. York's got it. Top of the key. Barrels down the lane. Left it short. No good. Rebound Anna. A run out. Stevens ahead to Benzman. He beats everybody down the floor and lays it in. Anna jumps to a 4-0 lead. Rushi rips down the right side of the floor into Anna's half. And we've got Anna deflecting it out of bounds. Rushi throws in. Jake Garrity between the rings to Dylan Cordonier. Outside the arc, near side, Trevor Monnen. York catches head of the key. Right flank, Dylan Cordonier nearly walked. Skips it cross court to Trevor Monnen. In the lane to York. He's doubled immediately. Bad pass on the arc. It's telegraphed. Yuleskamp with a bust out the other way. Deflected from behind. Punched out of bounds by Trevor Monnen of Rushi.
Good hustle by Monnen that time. And I'll tell you what, both of these teams play outstanding defense. You better be ready to protect the ball.
Kane Luthman inbounds to Fleischer. Right corner on top to Yuleskamp. Flips it into the middle to Luthman, who squares up, doesn't shoot. Now to Yuleskamp on the arc, picked up by Dylan Cordonier. Left side pass to Stevens. Fleischer straight away. He starts a drive on Tebby. Pulls up in the lane. Short left-handed jumper off to the left. No good. Rebound by Rushi. Here come the Raiders down 4-0 in the first 90 seconds. Off-balance drive is superb by Dylan Cordonier. He made it with the left hand. Well done. 4-2. Anna up 2. Stevens 30 feet away. Fakes right, goes left. York comes over to defend. Forces a tough shot. It's off the mark. No good. Rebound by Rushi. Down the floor, Trevor Monnen. 6 minutes to go, first quarter. 4-2, Anna. Monnen drove to the foul line, then circled back out. Goes to Tebby, foul line. Back to Monnen on the arc, picked up by Benzman. They clear out for Monnen. He fakes left, goes right, bursts toward the basket, and a reach-in foul by Benzman.
Yep. Wyatt got himself standing straight up that time, watching the play instead of playing defense.
It was not in the act of shooting, so Rushi throws inbounds from below the basket to the right on the arc to Dylan Cordonier. He retreats to the Raiders logo at midcourt. 5:40 left to go first quarter. Here's a deep left corner three ball by Rushi. Line drive shot. Jake Garrity rimmed and came out. Rebound by Anna. Racing down the floor comes Hjulskamp. Baseline to Luthman. Kicked out of bounds by York. 5:32 left in the first. 4-2 Anna. Luthman inbounding right in front of the Raiders bench beneath us. Wants to go to Benzman, does. 25 feet out. Ball thrown between the rings to Hjulskamp. Outside the arc on the left to Stevens. Stevens rotates to the near side. Weave to Hjulskamp. Hjulskamp's got it. Flesher sets a pick. Rolls. No pass to him. Here's a ball thrown to the far side of the floor for Stevens. Busted up on the play by Rushi. Nice defensive effort by the Raiders, Jake Garrity. The ball goes out of bounds off a Rushi, or off an Anna player.
He got a deflection and knocked it off the player. Yep, good play.
Very good defense being displayed by both teams here in the first 3 minutes. 4-2 Anna. Rushi's got the ball out on top. He's thrown in the low post, left side to Tebby. Tebby muscles up a 5-footer and gets it to go.
Well, how strong was that? That was good defense.
Wow. Solid D by Anna. Cole Tebby just powered to the rim from the left block. We're tied at 4. We played 3 minutes 20 seconds. Deep in the left corner, it's Hjulskamp with the ball for Anna. Rocket scored the first 4. Rushi the second 4. Flesher at the post. Now to Luthman. Luthman drives down the left side of the lane. It's raked away by Rushi and stolen. Here come the Raiders. Dylan Cordonier outside the arc on the left. Into York in the middle. He's got Stevens on his back. And Hjulskamp knocks it free. It goes to Benzman. Benzman leads Hjulskamp down the floor. Too long. Out of bounds.
7 turnovers by both teams here in less than a half a quarter.
4:16 to go in the first. We are tied at 4. Substitution for Rushi. Clay Borchers, 6'3 senior, in for Josh York for a short spell.
Now that's a good sub because Josh looks like he needs to get his head into the game and then come back out there.
Dribbling forecourt right. Dylan Cordonier goes to Tebby. Foul line extended right. Back to Dylan on the arc. Man-to-man defense by Anna. Here's an open three-point shooter. It is Connor Munn and in off the bench. A 6-foot senior left it way short. Anna got the rebound. Threw it down to Frilling, who's come in off the bench. Feeds it behind him to Flesher at the foul line, who misfires from 16, and Rushi snares it. 3:40 left in the first, still tied at 4. Anna scored 2 buckets in the first 40 seconds, nothing since. Here's the ball thrown to Borchers in the lane, nobody on his back. He doesn't sense pressure, and then throws in a half hook from 17. Made it tougher than it had to be, and he made it. 6-4 Rushi. Here's Wyatt Benzman getting the ball left corner for Anna. One pass into the forecourt, and Benzman sinks a long triple.
I think he's pointing at me as he runs down the floor this time. I was a little tough on him on Friday, but I think he's going to be a heck of a basketball player.
It is 7-6 now in favor of Anna. Here's a steal 20 feet from the basket. Rushi lost it. Frilling snared it, and he flies down the floor wildly, knocked down near the basket. 2 shots coming for Frilling. Another turnover of the basketball.
Each team has 4 now.
Frilling at the stripe for Anna. Nathan Frilling, 6'2 junior. Wears number 3 on his back. Dips the knee, shoots the foul shot, and it's in and out. A little too much oomph on it. A couple changes here for Anna. Israel Adamson in, 6'2 senior. He's the young man who got away the long 50-footer at the buzzer against Fairlawn. Anna really had no time to get off a decent shot. Israel tossed it toward the rim. Needed 3 points on that play to tie. Fairlawn came away with a 3-point victory. Second free throw by Anna missed. And Rushi got the rebound. Guilty of a violation in the lane. Anna gets it back. It's thrown in bounds to Flesher. Fadeaway baseline Jay. Blocked and taken away by Jake Garrity of Rushi. Good defense by him. That symbolizes this game so far. Outstanding D. Here's a good hedge out high by Anna. Trevor Mon has got nowhere to go. then finds a little crease, angles down the lane, shovels it toward the rim. I think he attracted a two-shot foul. 7-6 Anna, 2:42 left in the first. Don't forget, tomorrow night, Centerville girls at Sydney. Tip-off 7:30 on the air at 7:10. Thursday night, it's Rushi at Fort Loramie in girls action. Again, tip-off at 7:30 on the air at 7:10.
That was Sydney's girls' only regular season loss last year, wasn't it?
Sure was. First free throw was made by Trevor Munn. Second one skipped off the rim. Rebounding foul on Rushi. And a possession tied at 7. 2:41 to go first quarter.
Boy, they called that foul on Lufman.
Oh,
offensively.
Foul on Anna. I was mistaken. Rushi retains the ball.
I was with you.
Rushi keeps it. Baseline right of the basket. Jake Garrity hands to Borchers. Inbounds back to Garrity, right corner. Here's a fadeaway three ball off the flange. No good. Lengthy rebound. It kicks right back out to Rushi. Raiders on the dribble. We've got a walk called against Rushi's Jonah Counts, who's in off the bench, a 6-foot senior. Good defense by Anna. Jonah might have been tripped up. Called for a travel, though. Anna gets it inbounds. Frenetic play. Players scattered all over the floor. Wild pass. Anna picked up by Rushi. Quick three. 25-footer. Counts way short. He deflects out to Benzman. He darts the other way. Layup in traffic. No. Missed it. Off balance. Rushi powers the other direction. Porches with a 7-footer. No good. Rebound is stuck up and in. Nice play by York of Rushi. And the Raiders have taken a 2-point lead, 9-7. Action pell-mell back and forth the last minute or so. 1:53 left, first period. Benjamin's got it on the arc. Outside the arc to Adamson. Right wing Stevens, step back three ball, lipped the rim, came off, rebound Frillick. Right back to Benjamin on the arc. Throws it in the middle to Stevens. He's doubled. Hits Filling, driving down the lane. A reach-in foul against Rushi. Could have been a travel on Anna. That's what the Raiders wanted. But instead, it is a foul. And Frilling was in the act.
Frilling does a nice job of finding the open spot going to the basket. Play gets, shoots a lot of free throws.
Free throw, Frilling. He buries this one. 9-8, Rushi by 8 points. Second free throw here for Nate Frilling. Frilling, Hulskamp, Benzman, Flesher, Stevens on the floor for Anna. Borchers, York, Trevor Monin, Cordonier, Jonah Counts for Rushi. Frilling connects twice, and we're tied at 9. Minute 36 to go, first quarter. Token, three-quarter court pressure by Anna. Trevor Monin still got it in backcourt. Now to Dylan Cordonier. He glides up the right side, doubled over the timeline, gets rid of it. And Trevor Monin's got it with a minute 20 to go in the first. To Counts, good entry pass inside to Borchers. Borchers made a wraparound dish off on the play to York, but in so doing, he dragged the pivot foot. Tied at 9, a minute 16 to go, first quarter. Anna Schulzkamp against Trevor Monin. Strides down the floor, pulls up head of the key, still on the bounce. Now to Wyatt Benzman, 40 feet away. Crossover dribble to the left. Wyatt hooks it near side to Hulskamp. Hulskamp, 25 feet out, now to Frilling. Looks inside for Flesher. Right wing Stevens. He peers in for Flesher. Boy, he's being bracketed oftentimes by both York and Borchers. Here's Stevens in the right corner of the floor. Tries to bounce it to Stevens, and it's booted out of bounds by Rushi.
Well, you said in the pregame that they were going to go front and back on him, and that's exactly what they're doing.
It's happening. They're putting the squeeze on Flesher in the middle. Rushi is. This time Flesher comes out to get the inbounds pass 17 feet away. 42 seconds to go, first quarter. Hulskamp drives baseline. Hooks a pass out to Frilling. Frilling's got it 25 feet away, doesn't shoot. He skips it cross-court to Benzman. Foul line down the lane. Nice shovel pass. Baseline left to Stevens. Jump shot, 16 feet. Swish. Good patience by Anna, which leads 11-9. Rushi to midcourt. Here's York. York fires a pass off the fingertips of Counts. They were hurried up by Anna's pressure. Here come the Rockets the other way. 12 seconds to go in the first. 11-9 Anna. Bounce pass, left corner, Frilling. Frilling rotates on top with six to go. Right corner, Benzman, shot fake. Steps inside the arc, ball raked away by Rushi, picked up by Yulskamp. Yulskamp leans in at the buzzer from 6 feet away. He's walloped from behind. He'll get two free throws. At the end of the quarter, no time on the clock. A chance for Anna to surge on top by four at the end of one.
They called that on York, who did nothing. The foul was from behind, but they called it on the wrong player.
Free throw by Hulskamp. Spins like a top, around, around, hangs on the front, and falls to the floor. Second free throw, he drills it. So the first quarter's come to a close. Anna 12, Rushi 9, Rockets up 3 on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Clayton completed major glass installation for the beautiful new University of Kentucky soccer complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. And it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG.
The service that we got, the facilities that we've been able to generate from their work has been fantastic.
American Architectural Glass, AAGIncOH.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Rushi Raiders in the white, blue numbers outlined in gold. Anna, the road green, white numerals trimmed in black. Black and white piping down the sides of the jerseys and shorts. Rushi ball inbounds to start play here in the second. Cole Tebby inbounds to Dylan Cordonier in backcourt. He's picked up by Yannis Carter-Hulskamp. Cordonier dribbles right. Tosses a pass to teammate Trevor Monnen, who reaches, can't hang on, dropped it out of bounds. Turnovers for both teams mounting. That one was unforced right there. Here's Hulskamp, head of the key for Anna. Goes left side to Frilling. Frilling starts a drive, running one-hander, bounced off the back iron. Rebounded by Stevens, flips it out to Hulskamp. Jumping, shooting, three-pointer, rolled off. Oh, what an offensive rebound by Frilling. He fought hard for it, had it blocked away. Hulskamp ties up a Rushi player on the board attempt.
Well, like I said, pregame, they cannot allow Anna to have three and four cracks every time down the floor, and they've got five offensive rebounds now.
Here is Stevens below the basket, or I should say Luthman below the rim for Anna, inbounding to Frilling. Back to Luthman on the arc, between the circles to Benjamin. Near side to Stevens, first 42nd, second quarter. Down inside to Luthman. He goes inside, then back out to Stevens. Look out, he drains a three ball. Good teamwork by Anna, or was he ruled on the line? There it is.
I was going to say, I gave him 15.
At first, a deuce was registered on the board. Give Stevens three. Good in-out ball movement by Anna, enabling Stevens to get the open look. And so far, Anna has stopped Rushi in terms of shooting from the perimeter. And the Rockets' pressure is giving Rushi fits, and the Raiders turn it over at the timeline. Anna up six with the ball. A minute gone, second quarter. Hulskamp darts ahead. Outside the arc on the left to Wyatt Benzman. Benzman 25 feet away. Stevens pops out to the head of the key. Near side to Hulskamp behind the screen. Here's a no-look pass inside to Luthman. Knocked away by Rushi. Luthman went up strong to get it back. And a defender's on his shoulder. Team foul six on Rushi. Anna's got five. Ball out of bounds to the Rockets. Scoreboard shows Anna up six. Rockets have outplayed the Raiders so far through the first 9 minutes plus. Inbounded to Stevens. Now to Benzman. Benzman drives. Good pick set by Stevens. Benzman to the rim. Up and in. Beautiful play on the inbounds. Rushi needs a timeout. Down eight. 6:41 to go till halftime on scoresbroadcast.com.
Stacy Brandewee of Fort Loramie with another Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine success story.
My daughter Reggie injured her knee during her first scrimmage in November 2012. We contacted Wilson Sports Medicine and arranged for an MRI, and unfortunately that MRI did show she had torn her ACL. At that time, we thought her career in high school basketball was over.
But it was not. A 2013 senior for the Fort Loramie Redskins, Reggie received outstanding care and treatment from Diane Alexander, Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine athletic trainer.
Diane was caring, she was highly skilled, and motivated Reg to the point that my daughter had the confidence to return to the court and play before any surgery.
And wow, did she ever perform, helping the Fort Loramie girls to the Division IV state title.
You know, it was just 3 days after Reggie and her teammates had won the state championship that Dr. Heckler at Wilson Sports Medicine performed the surgery to repair Reggie's ACL. Thanks to Dr. Heckler and his physician assistant, Nicole Burbacher, the surgery was a great success.
Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Well, Chuck, we've alluded to Anna's three-quarter court pressure. The trap has puzzled the Raiders so far.
Yeah, they're trying to get the ball in the middle, but they're having trouble doing it.
6.5 to go, second quarter. Here's Rushi down the floor, beating the pressure this time, but no fast break opportunity. Anna sets up its defense. Looks to be a zone at the moment. Here's a pass left wing to Dylan Cordagna. Rotates it back out on top to Trevor Monin. Back to Dylan. Baseline left. Good avenue to the rim for Jake Garrity. Layup reverse style. Hung on the iron. Came off. Rushi got it back. Threw it on the arc to the three-point shooter. Hit Jack Daypore, who's in off the bench, a 6'1 guard. He launched it, missed it, off the back frame, rebound down to Anna. Anna Rockets have limited Rushi to 9 points in over 10 minutes to start this game. Hulskamp head of the key. A no-look pass into Flesher, stolen by Rushi. There's a long pass down the floor to York. York with a nice spin move. Good patience lays it in as the Anna defenders flow by.
Did a good job of keeping his pivot foot down.
17-11. Anna by 6. Hulskamp drives the lane, goes beneath the rim, throws it back out on the arc to an open player, Wyatt Benjamin. He guns it, missed it hard. Rebounded by Rushi. Daypore down the floor. Fires a pass toward teammate York, and it's wide off the mark, goes out of bounds.
Well, that turnover's now for the Raiders.
That's what that three-quarter court pressure will do to you, Chuck. It'll speed you right up.
It does speed you up. Even if you don't get a turnover on a steal, you get a turnover on them trying to play too fast.
17-11, Anna by 6, 5:16 to go, second quarter. Four-court right, Hulskamp coming out to catch. Wyatt Benzman on top. Knocked free. Benzman lunges to get it back. Goes to Hulskamp. Stymied momentarily on the arc. Gets it to Luthman. To Stevens down the lane. Flips it behind him to Hulskamp. On the arc to Benzman. Good fast ball movement by Anna against Rushi's man-to-man. Ball fired. Baseline to Flesher. And it's punched out of bounds. Ooh. By York off Rushi last.
Actually, he dribbled it off his foot, and it should have been Rushi ball.
Rockets get a break and will throw in. Baseline left of the rim. Hulskamp to trigger. 4:53 to go in the second. 6-point lead, Anna. Hulskamp trying to find someone. Airmails one out near center circle to Stevens, who fakes left, goes right against Trevor Monin. Pulls up on the arc, now to Flesher. Between the rings to Hulskamp. Now Stevens, right side of the floor to Flesher. Baseline right, doesn't shoot from 15. Goes cross-court, it's thrown right back to Flesher. To the cutter, Stevens, back to Cody. Cody doesn't shoot. Ball keeps rotating around the court for Anna. Here's a drive from the left corner by Wyatt Benzman. Crammed by Rushi. He goes out of bounds off Anna last. And the Raiders fans applaud the play.
Excellent defense that time. And then Garrity did a great job of hustling over and knocking the ball off an Anna player to get the ball.
Rushi needs a fielder right here. Down by 6. 17-11. 4:20 to go in the second quarter. Faking left, going right is Connor Monin. Hits a teammate in the lane, Jake Garrity, and he bounced the ball simultaneously with each hand. He was crowded by the defensive Anna. Turnover, Anna ball.
He gets the turnover, but nobody came to help him.
Right. Backcourt, Uhlskamp for Anna. He's doubled, sprints past a couple players. Oh, a nice dish off on the play to Stevens, who came barreling in from the left wing. He got the feed and the layup. Wow. Nice play by the Rockets. Rushi pressured at midcourt. Anna beat it. Here's Rushi trying to throw to the post. Deflected by Anna. Taken away again. Rockets up 8. 3:40 to go, second quarter. Weave out on top. It's Benzman and Uhlskamp. Uhlskamp head of the circle. Into the lane to Flesher. Flesher squares up against York, who taps him on the wrist. It's a two-shot foul. Cody Flesher at the line for the Rockets has got a chance for a double-digit lead right here. 3:32 left, second quarter. Free throw, Flesher, yes. 20-11. Anna. Flesher shot free throws very well against Fairlawn. Unfortunately, the only one he missed, Chuck, came at the very end of the game, a chance to tie.
Yeah, that's a tough spot to be in.
Second free throw, Flesher. It is on target. Boy, it's 6-6. He strokes those foul shots. 21-11. Anna by 10. 3:25 to go in the second quarter. Here's Rushi beating pressure. It's thrown in the middle to York. York catches top of the key. Slips right down the lane. Teardrop in front off the back iron. Rebound, Anna thrown up the floor. Stolen by Rushi. Rushi the other direction, out of control. Connor Monin coughs it up. And it goes out of bounds. Raiders simply too fast for their own good right now. 3 minutes, 8 seconds left till halftime. Anna's defense has suffocated Rushi and held the Raiders to 11. Off balance, Frilling nearly walked. Excellent D on the arc by Connor Monin. Frilling fired up a shot that went astray. Rushi in the forecourt quickly. Wide open three ball. Daypour. Swish. He's got it. Boy, that broke about a four-minute drought for the Raiders. 21-14 on the triple by Daypour. Here's Uhlskamp dribbling. Falls down on his keister. Lost the ball in the right corner. Rushi gobbled it up. Dribbling down the floor. Trevor Monin goes beneath the rim. He's covered up by Anna. A blind pass goes out of bounds, touched by Anna, fortunately for Rushi.
Yeah, he got a break. They're getting themselves down there. They're going too fast, like you said. They're getting down in the lane where they have no place to go.
Right. Here is a pass to Cole Tebby, baseline left. He's got Flesher on his back. Good reverse shot up and in by Tebby. He used the rim to help block off Flesher. Nice play, Tebby. 21-16. Anna's lead, 5. 5 straight points for Rushi. Here's a 4-shot, but Flesher deflected. It's loose on the hardwood in the lane. A scrum for it. Tie-up occurs. And the ball will go Raiders' way. With 2:08 remaining, second quarter, 21-16. Anna's lead is 5. Borushi got 5 pretty quick points, Chuck, just in time.
Yeah, it was starting to slip a little bit.
Anna had spurted to an 11-point cushion, 21-11, with 2:50 to go in the second quarter. Biggest lead of this game. Rushi's responded with 5 straight. Here's an entry pass to York in the lane, back to the basket, throws on the arc. Now goes baseline right to Tebby. Tebby maneuvers, Flesher all over, nowhere to go. Nearly a 5-second call. Errant pass intercepted by Stevens. Outlet to Benzman, to Luthman. Luthman pulls up from 5 feet, lets the defender go by, and lays it in. Good discipline shown by Luthman of Anna, 23-16. Anna up 7, 1:28 to go till halftime. Here's Cordiner dribbling down the left side of the lane, around a couple Anna players. Flesher from behind got a piece of the shot. It goes out of bounds off Anna. Anna Rockets, terrific defense being displayed by the green and white here tonight on the road at Rushi. Jonah counts inbounding, baseline right for the Raiders. He sends it out back to Dylan Cordiner. Cordiner at the Raiders logo, guarded by Frilling. High screen set by Daypour. And headed right down the lane with it goes the Rushi player, but a moving pick set out high.
Yeah, he's had to go around even. Daypour kind of stuck a hip out. It was a correct call.
Yes, sure was. Screen was not stationary. And Anna's got possession, 76 seconds to go in the second quarter. Rockets are ahead 23-23. to 16. Top of the circle, it is Luthman. Near side to Nate Frilling. That of Ensman on top. Step back, 24-foot three. In and out, no good. Below the cylinder, came out of there. Rushi gobbled up the rebound. Counts in the forecourt. Goes to Dylan Cordonier, who fakes right, goes left. Left corner pass to Cole Tebby around Flesher. Stumbled, dealt it to York. York outside the lane to the right. Here's a leaner, 8 feet high off the backboard. Good defense by Anna. 40 seconds to go in the half. Rockets up 7. Boy, every shot the Raiders are shooting so well contested. Here's Stevens, starts a drive, pulls up, overshoots a 14-footer. Rebounded by Rushi. Down the floor to Tebby. Tebby starts a drive against Luthman. It's ruled a defensive foul.
That's a good call.
I said Luthman. I should have said Stevens.
25's out there.
Yep.
35-25.
For the Anna Rockets, Kane Luthman wears 2-5 on the back. Blake Stevens, 3-5. 23-16. Anna Rushi possession left of the goal. 23 seconds to go. Second quarter. Here's Counts lobbing into the backcourt. Daypore tracks it down. He's got a big three off the bench in this period. Oh, there's an over and back not called. It was clear cut.
Wow.
Right down below us. Extremely obvious. Missed by the official who wasn't in the right place. Rushi still got it. Here's Counts on the weave. Down the lane. A lot of traffic congestion. And he does draw the two-shot foul with 8 seconds to go. That was about as blatant and over and back.
He was screened.
Yeah, Fisher was screened. I believe so.
Yep.
Free throw by Counts. Hits the back rim. Goes way up in the air. Comes down. Bounces. Goes in. He says, that's how I played it. 23-17, Anna. 8 seconds to go. First half. Second shot Counts for Rushi. He flexes the knees. Fires. It's rolling. It is in. Anna's up 4, 23-19. It was 21-11 in favor of Anna. A few minutes ago, Rushi's cut into the Rockets' 10-point advantage. It's now down to 4. Here come the Rockets, midcourt, 7 seconds left. Hielskamp pulls up a running 22-footer. Grazed the iron, no good. Rebound, Rushi below the rim. Trevor Monin's got it as the first half closes out. Anna Rockets hold a 4-point edge. I said 4, I should say 5. Scoreboard reads 18. Shouldn't it be 19, Chuck? I am confused.
Let's see. They scored 2, 4, 7, 8, 9. It should be 18.
Yep, I got fouled up somewhere. I thought Counts made 2 free throws at 23-16, so it's 23-18. It's not a 4-point lead for Anna. It's a 5-point lead for the Rockets as Rushi, in the last 3 minutes of that second quarter, cut Anna's 10-point lead in half.
Well, they had put 19 on the scoreboard.
I thought they did. I've got bad eyesight. Don't think it's that far off, though, yet anyway. Halftime at Rushi, a noisy Raiders gym. Anna Rockets ahead of the home team by 5, 23-18. Our Wilson Health halftime report follows. Coming up next on ScoresBroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, Mark. Markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Rushi High School. Anna Rockets 23, Rushi Raiders 18. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. Chuck?
Well, looking at the team stats first, Rushi has a 14-12 rebound advantage. Anna has 5 offensive rebounds. Rushi has 3. The Raiders turned it over 14 times in the first half, way too many. Anna turned it over 8. 3 of 4 from the free throw line for the Raiders. Rockets 5 of 8. Individual scoring for Rushi, they were led by Josh York with 4, Cole Tebby with 4. They got 3 from Dayport off the bench, and then 2 from Borchers, 2 from Cordonier, and 2 from Counts. They scored 9 in each quarter, 18 for the half. Anna led in scoring, but Wyatt Bensman, the sophomore, has 7. Blake Stevens has 7. They got 4 from Flesher. They got 2 each from Frilling and Luthman, and a free throw from Huelskamp. They scored 12 and 11 with a 23-18 halftime lead.
Chuck, you mentioned the Rushi turnover total on a pace for nearly 30. It's amazing the Raiders are down just 5 points here at the half, as sloppy as Rushi has performed with the basketball.
They've turned it over way too much, and you mentioned it earlier. Five or six of those were unforced. Now, Anna's defense has been outstanding, but some of them are just sloppy with the basketball.
Yet the Raiders are within 5. Having been down by as many as 10 in that second period, I thought Anna did a nice job of moving the ball quickly, somewhat frenetic at times, but without the mistakes the Rushi made.
Well, and you're also going to see some more of that trap, because it was very effective, and that's what got them their 10-point lead. But it's not something you can live in an entire game, because teams start sieving it. So they got out of it when they needed to. I'm sure we're going to see it again, or some variation of it.
A big 3-point shot by Dayport off the bench for Rushi in that second quarter. Raiders down 5. At halftime, it was as many as 10. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville, owned by Adam Rice. reaches out to aid small businesses with data transfer, data recovery, remote management, custom builds, PC and network repair, tutoring, and more. Adams Tech Solutions repairs mobile devices, phones, handhelds, iPods, iPads. Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S, offering high-quality computer service on time. Phone 937-538-6948. That's 538-6948 for Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S, Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. Anna Rockets up by five as we are 3 minutes away from the start of the third quarter. Our student-athlete spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com, underwritten by LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center. LaCal promotes student academic success here on scoresbroadcast.com and has done so since the inception of Scores Broadcast 9 calendar years ago. We thank LaCal Equipment very much. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And during boys' games, LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center spotlights a couple cheerleaders, one from each school. For the Rushi Raiders, Carissa Voisard, a senior, and from Anna Allison Whiter, a senior. Carissa, the daughter of Scott and Jeffy Voisard, 3.96 GPA, has taken part in cross-country in the past, also track, long jump, and sprints, National Honor Society. She swims, National Society of Leadership and Success. She is a PSEOP student at Edison. She has earned 62 credits.
Wow.
At Edison Community College while in school at Rushi. She is a senior, and she'll go on to OU, complete her undergrad there, then medical school at UK.
You wonder what she does in her off time.
She's got very little of that. Allison Whiter, senior at Anna, daughter of Jennifer and Tony, 3.8 GPA, outstanding student as well. Book club, SAD, big buddy, stage crew, football cheer captain. Also participates in a few other activities, including Eco Warriors. She'll go to Ohio State and major in middle school education, math, and science. Carissa Voisard from Rushi, Allison Whiter from Anna. Under the spotlight tonight, thanks to LaCal Equipment here on scoresbroadcast.com.
LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Again, so many thanks to LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center, underwriting our student-athlete spotlight segment. Allison Whiter, senior cheerleader Anna. Carissa Voisard, senior cheerleader at Rushi, highlighted tonight by LaCal Equipment. Anna Rockets inbounding, far side of the floor. It goes to Carter Uhlskamp in backcourt. Anna up 5, 23-18. We start play in the third. Here's Blake Stevens on the arc, tapped away by Rushi. Good defense. It goes to York. York fires a pass down the floor to Trevor Munn, and he glides in, and it's punched away from the back by Anna. Goes out of bounds. Rushi ball. Raiders behind by five with the ball, baseline right. Lobbed in the lane to York. York has to go up top to tip it backward toward the out-of-bounds line to himself. He tracks it down. Throws it inside to Cole Tebby. Good tie-up by Benzman, who got both hands on leather. Since Anna started the second half with the ball, Rushi gets this possession out of bounds.
Now that's an outstanding cover down and then pop back out and play defense.
Here is Garrity, or I should say Cordonier, slings it in out back to a teammate. Then it goes inside to Tebby, and the Anna Rockets get a piece of it and send it high in the air out of bounds to the Rushi cheerleaders. Half minute gone, third quarter. No scoring in this period so far. 23-18, Anna. Looks like 50 points will win this game. Defenses have dominated. Here's a backdoor cut by Rushi, anticipated by Anna, stolen by Stevens. Down the floor to Benzman, knocked out by Rushi. Boy, that last sequence right there, Chuck, signifies how well Anna's played defense all night.
Well, I mean, and they go 6-4, 6-4, 6-6 when they have their starters out there. So, you know, we really didn't talk about that, but this is a big basketball team.
Very lengthy reach by these Anna defenders. Here's Luthman pulling up at the foul line, doesn't shoot. On a weave to Yulescamp. He bobbled it, lost it, run out. Trevor Mott another way, driving, lays it up, and hangs. Hangs on the rim and goes in. He'll take it. Rushi within three. Good play by Trevor Monin. He got the ball after it was tipped and against the defender, made a difficult layup. Down inside to Flesher for Anna. It is blocked. Good defense by Rushi. Taken, though, after the deflection by Stevens. It goes right back up strong, and he's pounded on the shoulder. Two free throws for him. 23-20. Anna leads. 6:47 left in the third. A 9-2 run by Rushi over the last nearly 5 minutes, overlapping two quarters. Anna once led by 10, 21-11. Free throw by Stevens, up and in. Second shot, yes, sir. He's got them both. 25-20, Anna ahead by five. Backcourt Rushi, it's Garrity. Tries to send it on the hop up ahead to York. Kicked out of bounds by Anna. Both teams with a number of deflections in this contest.
Yeah, you don't get to take any time off when you're playing offense because the defense is right on you.
Isn't that the truth? Here is Cordon. You're out high. Hands off to Garrity. Trying to lob over the top of Yulescamp and Stevens down inside to York. And there's a push off. It's on Anna. Baseline, right of the basket. Garrity with the ball for Rushi. Anna is zoning. Rockets with two nearby against York in the lane. The ball goes into backcourt. Handled there by Trevor Monin. Dribbles up against Benzman. 6:28 to go, third quarter. Out high to Garrity down the lane. Leaves it on the arc for Trevor Monin. Sends it near the timeline to Dylan Cordonier. Cole Tebby pops out, high post, goes high, low, down into York. The pass is not there. It's lengthy. Anna with the easy pickoff, and the Rockets come the other way. Miscommunication there by Rushi. 2 minutes gone, third quarter. Luthman, top of the key for Anna, near side to Yulescamp. One team foul each way. Down inside to Flesher.
Wow.
He got position, got around York, but missed the easy one. Long throw down the floor to Rushi. On the dead run, Garrity catches, drives, lays it in. Raiders got the rebound, and Rushi went on the fast break fast. Like lightning, Rushi gets two at the other end. Good driving layup by Garrity. Here's Anna with a bobble. It's Stevens on the arc, down inside to Luthman. He can't hang on. It goes out of bounds. And Rushi, within three, has a chance to tie or cut it to one. 5:29 left to go here in the third quarter of play. Token pressure by Anna in backcourt. It's number five, Benzman, on number five, Trevor Monin of Rushi. Bounce pass to Garrity on the arc. Flesher comes out on him. Near side, Cordonier streaks into the lane, throws left corner to a teammate. Open look, Garrity, jump shot, three-point territory, hit the back rim and came off. Rockets with the rebound. 3 minutes gone, third quarter. Anna up three. Yulescamp near side to Benzman. Oh, pick and roll for Flesher. Overthrew him. It goes out of bounds. Okay, each team, at least once in this quarter, Chuck, has tried to make sure that the pass to the interior wasn't intercepted. But in so doing, the ball was tossed much too far.
Well, yeah, both teams are struggling trying to get the ball into the post.
And talking briefly with both coaches before the game, we knew that would be an objective of each team's offense. The two defenses have responded. Here's an off-balance drive into the lane by Connor Monin of Rushi. It hit the backboard and came off. Didn't catch iron. Rebounded by Anna. Benzman bolts down the floor inside to Flesher. As the defender on his back, doesn't shoot. Cross court to Yulescamp. Shot fake, starts to drive. Goes to Luthman deep in the left corner. 3.5 gone, third quarter. Anna still up three. Luthman bounced it twice. He dribbled, stopped, was pressured by Connor Monin. Couldn't find anybody to throw to. Bounced it once again. Turnover. Anna, timeout called. 3.5 gone, third quarter. 25-22 Rockets over the Raiders on scoresbroadcast.com.
A master's in business administration from Bluffton University can make a big difference in your life.
I really benefited from the master's degree at Bluffton University. It opened doors for me for career opportunities and expanded my earning power.
Gene Heath, director of cancer care at the Upper Valley Medical Center, says the Bluffton program is convenient. Finish in 2 years, go one night a week.
I was able to continue my career, raise a family, and earn a master's degree all at the same time.
Take Bluffton MBA courses at Edison and Pickwick, Northwest State in Archbold, or the Bluffton main campus. Engage in interactive learning from outstanding university professors.
Career-minded adult students want collaboration in the classroom. This Bluffton program provides a rich, in-depth learning experience.
Phone 800-488-3257 or go to bluffton.edu. Under academics, click on degrees, then graduate programs.
Do it like I did in 2 years, just a class a week.
The Bluffton MBA with YOU in mind.
Well, the third quarter has been a 4-2 stalemate. Rushi's outscored the Rockets by a bucket. Only 6 points scored, Chuck, in more than 3.5 minutes.
Well, just like we started the game, we've had 6 turnovers by the two teams here in the first 4 minutes.
Rushi possession. Second chance for the Raiders here in the second half to tie or cut it to 1. Here is Wyatt Benzman, top of the circle, guarding Trevor Monin, who throws near side to Connor Monin. Foul line to Tebby, back to Trevor straight away, pulls up in the top of the circle, doesn't shoot. Now Connor Monin, guarded by Luthman, right corner York. York bounces left hand, forces his way into the lane, a soft runner, way short, didn't catch iron.
Well, he started to go up strong, and then he saw that Huelskamp was there, and he was going to charge, so he just had a changey shot in midair.
And the ball fell right into the lap of Carter, brought it down the floor, pulls up top of the key. Fakes right, goes left. Goes to Luthman on the arc. 3.5 to go in the third quarter. 25-22 Anna. Oh, here's good defense by Rushi. Well, it was too good. It was a little too much contact as the ball was thrown to the post. Foul, Raiders. Anna ball out of bounds. Baseline left of the rim. Luthman will trigger. Stevens and Flesher down on the block left and right. Flesher comes off a screen. Gets the ball in the left corner, dropped it, got it back, throws to Huelskamp. Now to Benzman behind the screen, quickly covered up by Rushi. Tell you what, these two teams are switching quickly and beautifully when the opposing offenses try picks and screens. Here's Flesher in the lane, pretty good look for him. Turnaround left-handed fadeaway from 12 feet, hit the back rim, fell off, knocked out by the Rockets. Here come the Raiders back down the floor again. Still a 3-point game. Defense is suffocating here in the third period. 25-22 Anna. Cross-court pass, Daypour. Picked up by Stevens. Daypour on the bounce. Now to Connor Monin, top of the key foul line. Weaves to Trevor Monin, guarded by Benzman. 2:48 to go in the third. Trevor dribbles between the legs. Spin move in the lane. Guarded by two players. Falls away. Overshoots from 7 feet. Borchers can't garner the rebound. It's taken down by Luthman. Down the floor quickly. Pulls up. Long deuce inside the arc. Hit the flange. Bounced off. Fast break. Rushi. Trevor Monin to Connor Monin. Blocked from behind. Trevor got it back and he's nailed.
What a block that time from Luthman from behind.
Kane Luthman with a cram. It glanced off the glass, enabling Rushi to keep it alive. Trevor Monin simply would not be denied. He put the rebound shot up. He was smacked. 2 free throws for him. The first is good, and Rushi's within 2. 25-23 with 2:29 to go, third quarter. This was a 21-11 game, Anna, with 2:50 to go in the second quarter. And the Anna Rockets have scored 4 points in the last, what, better than 7 minutes? Both foul shots, Trevor Monin, yes. And it's a 1-point game. Anna 25, Rushi 24. Hershey Raiders have played mighty good defense of their own, overlapping the second and third quarters. Here's a baseline drive by Stevens. Stevens pulls up it from 10 feet. Shot tipped on the play by York. Stevens gets it back. Saves it inbounds. Caught by York of Rushi. Here come the Raiders. An opportunity for the advantage here. It goes into the post to Tebby. He's doubled. On the arc to Cordonier. To Daypour. Left corner pass. It goes on the play to Ethan Monier. In off the bench. He couldn't control. And it goes out of bounds to Anna.
Yeah, he started to make a move. He just kind of fumbled it off his knee.
25-24. Anna still up one with a minute 56 left in the third quarter. I said at some point, late second quarter, I think, Chuck, that 50 points would win this game. 40 may win it now. Cross-court pass by Flesher. Telegraph intercepted the Daypour. Here's Daypour the other way. Good on the driving layup and a foul.
He did a nice job. He drew the foul and then kept his concentration and made the layup.
Yeah,
he
did.
A play by the sophomore.
A nice stutter step by the sophomore Daypour as he was driving to the rim. He invited that contact from the backside. Shot could not be blocked. He extended the arm up on the iron and laid it through. He missed the foul shot, but Rushi got the tipped rebound. Back to Daypour for three. Good, as you can tell by the roar of the crowd. Two triples for Daypour.
I don't think he played in the game we saw. I don't think he got in the game.
He did not. You're right. He did not play at all in Rushi's win over Fairlawn. And the 6'1 sophomore guard, Jack Daypour, off the bench, has ignited the Raiders now to a four-point lead.
Wow, this is an amazing turnaround.
29-25, a minute 32 left to go here in the third quarter. We'll keep it right here and tell you all about one of our underwriting sponsors on scoresbroadcast.com. Some of you may have heard of Brookins. For those of you who have not, Brookins has been a fixture in downtown Fort Loramie since the late 1800s, when mules still pulled canal boats down the Miami Erie Canal. And Brookins has many old local pictures of sports teams hanging on the walls right beside the pics of current Redskin squads. Well, nowadays, Brookins is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and a pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barnhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins, 10 Elm Street, Fort Loramie, on the web, brookins-usa.com. No good eating place quite like Brookins in Fort Loramie. And a possession after the timeout, now down four. Minute to go, third quarter. Baseline drive to Benzman. Benzman's in trouble. Aaron pass picked off by Rushi. Raiders down the floor. 2-on-2 break. Shot blocked on the play. Loose ball picked up by Daypour. He settles and throws it back to the timeline where Cordonier's got it for the Raiders. 45 seconds to go, third quarter. Cordonier splits a couple defenders. Great drive down the lane. Stick back, York. No. Stick back again. Blocked. Loose ball. It's on the floor. Benzman is on the shoulder of a Raiders player. Ethan Monier got position. Foul Benzman. Ball out of bounds. Rushi. Raiders right now about a half step quicker than Anna.
Yeah. Anna just doesn't have anybody that can create. They have to run the offense and try to get it in, but no one can put it on the floor and take it.
Exactly. The Rockets so far in this game without that player who's got the real quick first step on the drive. And Rushi throws it in bounds. Rotates the ball to the left wing. And it's Ethan Monier behind the screen, and he floats in a high-arching three-pointer. My goodness, has this game turned. And Anna throws it away. Bad pass, Rockets. Intercepted Rushi. Up seven are the Raiders. 13 seconds to go, third quarter. He goes to York, back to the basket. Pitches on the arc to Ethan Monier with five to go. Ethan starts to drive down the lane. To York in the right corner. Baseline powers around two Anna players. He scores! He scores at the buzzer! Oh, what a run by the Raiders here in the third quarter. The defense triggered offense, and then the offense caught fire in the half court.
16-2 in the quarter.
Woo! 16-2, third quarter for the Raiders. A lead by 9, 34-25 on scoresbroadcast.com.
An attractive, comfortable place for your new home is Timber Trail in Anna. Middendorf Builders in Fort Loramie will construct some of these beautiful new homes right off 25A.
Timber Trails is located very conveniently near I-75, Honda, and the schools.
Anna Village Administrator Nancy Benroth.
One of the major pluses for those living in Anna's new Timber Trail subdivision is the high quality of education available.
Just one of many reasons why you should consider one of these 30 scenic lots developed by Middendorf Builders.
Anna schools have consistently received a state report card rating of excellent.
Timber Trail, created by Middendorf. A superb new home setting with big tax savings.
The lots are at least a half acre, and some of them are wooded. A bonus is that they get property tax abatement for at least 4 years.
Property for sale now at Timber Trail in Anna, Village Utilities and Safety, plus Country Living in Style. Call Mitch Middendorf at 937-295-4219. 295-4219. Middendorf Builders, the household name in building.
Thank you so much. Middendorf Builders in Fort Loramie and Brookins in Fort Loramie as well. No good eating place quite like Brookins. The banquet room seats up to 60. The spacious second floor is also available. Boy, you can tell by the roar of the crowd, Rushi has scored again as we start play here in the fourth quarter. Carter Hulskamp drives the lane for Anna. Missed an off-balance shot. Raiders on a run out. 3-on-2. Dave Poy has it blocked away by Benjamin. It goes out of bounds. Who got that last Raiders field goal, Chuck?
Let's see. That was Tebby on a long, nice rebound and long outlet pass for the layup.
And Anna does not have a field goal in this half yet.
Nope. Two free throws by Stevens. That is it.
16-2, Rushi in that decisive third quarter. Here's the ball inbounded by the Raiders. Beautiful play. Open look. 12-footer. Cordano behind the screen. Sinks it. Here comes Anna racing down the floor in a jiffy. Stevens forces the action, shot blocked, but a foul. It is now 38-25 in favor of the Rushi Raiders, who once trailed 21-11 with under 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. The free throw by Stevens, it is in and out. There's a lid on it right now for the Rockets. Anna with 2 points in this half. Not a field goal yet. Free throw by Stevens, and that's in and out. Rockets with no luck at the moment, although Anna does get the rebound. Ball thrown on the arc to Benjamin, wide open three-pointer. It's in and out. Anna still with the board, though. Benjamin right side of the floor, push by Rushi. A run by the Raiders that spans about 10 minutes or so, a run by the Raiders of 27-4. Is that
27-4? Now 7 because Luthman just hit a three.
Nice jump shot by Luthman. Beautiful looking three pointer. It swished. First field goal for Anna here in the second half. Rushi with a 38-28 lead. It was 38-25. 6:51 to go in the fourth. At 38-25, Chuck, that meant that Rushi had outscored Anna 27-4.
Yep.
Since less than 3 minutes remained in that second period. What a turnabout.
Yeah, it's amazing. And that was a good timeout by Spencer Cordonier. They came out in that half-court trap again, a three-quarter court trap, and he called a timeout right away to make sure they're in the right thing. They don't need Anna to get two or three steals out of this thing before they realize what they're playing against.
Yeah, Raiders were fenced in temporarily in backcourt. Good timeout by Rushi's head coach. As we noted a moment ago, with over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, no place quite like Brookins in Fort Loramie. And don't forget, Brookins has an ideal space for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more, plus the banquet room seats up to 60 at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Rushi, after the timeout, pitches it out of bounds. Anna's got the ball back, down 10, 6.5 to go. Here's Hulskamp, starts toward the lane. Good hook pass into the corner. Open player, Luthman, got it from 18, a long two. couple field goals in a row, but Luthman, a triple and a two-pointer. Anna suddenly claws back in it. Once down 13, it's an eight-point game. Here's Daypour. Good look in the middle of York. Squares up from 7 feet. Banks it in. 40-30. Rushi in the lead, but 10. Winning team may get 50 after all, Chuck.
Yeah, it's starting to pick up.
Here's Hulskamp off balance. He's trapped as he stumbles toward the rim, shooting in the lane. Two free throws for Carter.
He has 1 point.
Hulskamp with a free throw, and that's it in this contest. Anna was without a field goal in the second half for 9 minutes. Free throw, Hulskamp, good. 40-31 in favor of Rushi. Second free throw here for Hulskamp. Three bounces up and in again. 40-32. Rushi leads by 8. Pressure by Anna in backcourt. Hulskamp and Frilling try to pitch. Monin. Trevor dribbles down the lane. Got too deep. Nearly walked. Threw it out to Daypour. There's the three-point shooter of the night right there. Jack Daypour, the sophomore, buries another one.
I think we might be seeing a star being born here for the Raiders.
Spencer Codagna likes that outside shooting to go with the inside play of the likes of York and Tebby and Borchers. Here's Anna the other direction. One, two, three shots in the lane. The first couple deflected, and good persistence on the glass, but Luthman, he's fouled. He's got two coming. 5:27 to go in the fourth quarter. Free throw, Luthman, no good. Off the back flange.
He was leaning forward and put that right off the back because that's where his weight was going.
43-32, Rushi, shot in the air, Luthman, good. 43-33, with 5:27 to go, Raiders up 10.
Free throws are muscle memory and balance.
Yep, I think you're right on about that. Muscle memory, you've got to be conditioned to shoot it the same way every time. Steve Alford comes to mind.
Yeah, he wasn't too bad.
Here's a baseline drive by Rushi. A lot of traffic. Cordonier can't get it to go. Good defense by Anna, which chested up against him. Shot it high off the glass. Came right down to an Anna player. And Rushi knocked it out of bounds. Good idea by Cordonier. He forced the action. But Anna defended him. Front to front. Here's Anna back the other way. Frilling. Frilling down the baseline, Frilling to the rack. He is belted hard, and he's got two. Anna now with the right design on offense, take it to the cup, force Rushi to foul.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we talked about, is they didn't have anybody attempting to try to score one-on-one, and now they're starting to go to the rim.
And the Rockets cannot connect at the stripe. Frilling missed it long. 43-33. In favor of Rushi with 5 minutes to go. Second shot. It hit the back brace. Long rebound to Trevor Monin for Rushi. Bounce pass up ahead. Broken up by Frilling. And Frilling stepped on the end line. Almost made a great intercept.
You can't say anything about the kid's effort. Man, he is all over the floor offensively and defensively.
Both teams have left it on the court tonight. Anna dominated the first 1.5 quarters. Rushi has taken over this game in the second half with sparkling play at both ends. Ball lobbed into Cordonier on the arc. Cross court to Daypour. Start your drive. A running one-hander left it short. The defender for Anna got there late. It's a foul. 4:46 to go in the fourth quarter. 43-33 in favor of Rushi. How many for Daypour off the bench, Chuck?
He's got 11.
Boy, he's dazzled.
He is their leading scorer.
What, three-pointers for him?
Three-pointers.
Free throw, Jack Daypour, got it. 44-33 in favor of Rushi. Second shot, Daypour. Bouncing. Ames, it lipped the rim. Good, strong rebound on the play by Anna. It's Luthman behind the back to midcourt. Hands off on the play to Benjamin. Anna down 11, 4.5 to go in the fourth. Good pressure by Daypour on Benzman. He throws it far side to Hilskamp. Harassing defense by both teams. And here's the overplay. Barushi causing a wide throw on the block for Stevens, and it goes out of bounds. Raiders against pressure. Eight players in backcourt. It goes on the play to Cordonia. He strides down the court, tries to thread a bounce pass through the legs of Luthman. It's kicked.
Well, the Raiders turned it over 14 times in the first half. They've only turned it over four times here in the second. And it's funny how if you get possessions to get a shot off, you score more points.
Yep, you maximize your possessions. You've got a much better chance to score points and beat the opponent. It's as simple as that.
I went deep into my coaching annals to come up with that one.
It is 44-33, Rushi by 11, 4:23 left to go in the fourth. Don't miss Goffney Furniture's outstanding furniture priced just right all the time. Great savings at Goffney Furniture in Sydney, 2600 West Michigan Avenue. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee. Go to the Goffney website, goffneyfurniture.com, for added savings. G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Extremely high quality furniture, priced for your budget. Great savings always at Goffney Furniture for your convenience. Use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Goffney Furniture, 2600 West Michigan, that's Route 47, west of I-75 in Sydney. 4 minutes, 23 seconds to go, fourth quarter. Rushi 44, Anna 33. Rushi had 18 points at the half. Rushi had 22 points with about 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. And Rushi has doubled their point output for the first two and a half quarters plus here in the last 7 minutes or so. Here's Anna beating Rushi's pressure. Good driving layup with the left hand by Benzman. And it's a nine-point game. Anna trying to crowd the offensive player for Rushi in the far corner. Ball is tossed to Cordonier between the circles. Now to Trevor Monon on top. Now to Tebby. Left side pass, Cordonier. Team foul total. Three on Anna, two on Rushi. Here's a baseline drive, but Tebby. Tebby, strong power effort at the rim. Got it to roll in. Good play by Tebby. Carter Hulskamp goes the other direction. Carter on the run. He invites contact in the lane. Can't get the shot to fall. But the clock stops. He's got two free throws here.
Well, Monon was set, but he was way too deep to take a charge.
Two free throws. Carter Hulskamp, 11-point lead, Rushi, 46-35. Tebby got the last fielder for the Raiders. Good, strong maneuver. Low in the block right side. Tell you what, Tebby can pick up the slack if the defense focuses heavily on York, as Tebby displayed last time down the court.
They've found a couple of basketball players in Tebby and Daypour.
First free throw by Hulskamp, missed short. Second one hit the rim three times, four times. It's in. 46-36. Rushi by 10. Three and a half to go in the game. Here is Monon down the floor. Trevor circles out on top, being chased by Frilling. Goes baseline right, shut off by Stevens. Hands off on the play to York. Ball kicked on the play by an Anna defender.
Too much pounding that time. They're lucky they didn't get a five call.
Right below us, Garrity. Inbounding for Rushi. Goes cross-court on the lob to Cordonier. Drives on Flesher. Flesher reaches up, tries to block. Gets a piece of the leather and his wrist. Two free throws, Rushi. 3:17 to go in the fourth quarter. Dipping the knees, Cordonier shoots and misses. It rolls off to the right. Well, if Rushi hangs on to Winchuk, a Raider victory will break a spell for the last six meetings between these two teams. The visiting club has won. Free throw, Cordonier, yes. 47-36 Raiders. Rockets to midcourt at Hulskamp. Anna needs a handful of three-pointers right now. Here's Benzman on the arc. Shot fake, starts to drive, pulls up, doesn't shoot. Hooks it cross-court to Luthman. On a weave to Hulskamp. Muleskamp, 25 feet out, goes to Stevens in the right corner. Down to 2:50 to go. Stevens into the post to Flesher. Deflected by York off the knee of Flesher. It goes out of bounds. Rushi's interior defense and Cody Flesher has been very thorough tonight. They blanketed him. He hasn't had much freedom.
Got four points.
4 points for Flesher. That's the key. That's the key to the Raider victory. Flesher just could not get off scoring-wise in the post in this game. Here's a ball thrown from the right corner by Rushi down inside to Tebby. Flesher, who hasn't scored, made up for it right there. Strong defensive play. He blocked it. Rockets come away with it. Muleskamp into the right corner. Looks down inside for Stevens. And Stevens isn't much of a target. That's because he is being bumped all around. He was stumbling. Officials noted it. Called a foul on Rushi.
Kind of hard to give a target hand when your hands are being pinned to your side by the defender.
I may have been mistaken a few minutes ago when I noted the team foul total. 9 on Rushi, 6 on Anna, 1-1 Rockets. No good. Missed again. Rockets have not shot fouls well. Here's Rushi beating Anna's pressure. Down the floor, right corner, Tebby. Good feed to Garrity for the lay-in. And the Rockets are in a big hole. Down 13 now. Rushi up 49-36. Timeout called. 2:18 to go on scorersbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Clayton completed major glass installation for the beautiful new University of Kentucky soccer complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. It looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG.
The service that we got, the facilities that we've been able to generate from their work has been fantastic.
American Architectural Glass, AAGInc.OH.com.
Raiders had their biggest lead, 13, 49 to 36, just over two to play in the fourth quarter. Anna led at one point in this game, but 10, 21-11 with under three to play in the first half. Here is Wyatt Benzman at the foul line for Anna. He has a little shot at the basket. The defender in front of him, hand up. Benzman missed it wide right. Rushi got the rebound. Raiders go left corner to Daypour. He had a shot from there, but wisely threw it back out of the arc.
Yeah, he made a good choice.
Minute 47 to go, fourth quarter. Rushi playing cat and mouse. Here's the ball to York in the right corner. York fakes left, goes right in the baseline, out of space. A little nudge from the Anna player, a foul call. 1-1 for York. With a minute 41 to go in the fourth quarter. 49-36 Rushi. Who would have thought this would be the score with a couple minutes to go in this game? When at one point, with under 3 minutes to go in the second, Anna was in the lead 21-11.
You got your 50.
Yes. First free throw by York, up and in. Second shot, got it as well. And Rushi's at 51. 15-point lead, largest of the night. Benzman on the arc, goes cross-court left side to Stevens, back to Benzman, takes right, goes left, can't shoot. Into Flesher, knocked away from behind by York. Boy, the interior defense for the Raiders has been superb all evening. Rushi down the floor, losing it, out of bounds. Minute 22 to go. A two-point third quarter by Anna, two free throws. When Rushi potted 16, made the difference in this game. Here's a fadeaway baseline jump shot by Luthman. Hit the rim, backboard no good, came off to Tebby. Fouled by Muleskamp. Minute 15 to play. 15-point difference, 51-36. Boy, whatever Spencer Cordonier said to his Raiders at the halftime was medicine he'd like to bottle up and save for every game hereafter.
Yeah, they came out real strong to start the third quarter.
The message was right on target. Raiders took the game to the Rockets in the second half as Rushi's offense became ignited, sparked in part by Daypour. Defense got even better over the last two quarters. Rushi missed the one and one. Anna quickly bursting down the floor the other way. Offensive foul in the lane. Minute five remaining. 15-point difference, 51-36.
Well, Benzman tried to get to the rail, and I, you know, at this point in the game, I have no problem with that.
Rushi possession, player control foul. Wholesale substitutions. Anna has entered a few newcomers onto the floor at the moment. Nathan Osborne in, 6'8 junior. Also in, Drew Schmitz, 6'3 sophomore. Mason Platfoot, 5'10 sophomore, is on the floor. Joel Cathcart, who looked very good in the JV game, 6'3 sophomore, is in there.
They had 21 in the JV game.
Yeah, Cathcart 21, right, Chuck, in their preliminary tilt. Israel Adamson also in for Anna. 50 seconds to go in the game. Dylan Cordonier, top of the circle. Goes to Borchers, lobs down inside to a teammate. Here's a twisting reverse layup tried by Rushi. It spins around and comes off. Caleb Ball in off the bench, a senior. Almost got it to roll in. Here's a fake three by Anna. Adamson with an open look. Left it short, no good. Half minute remaining in the game. Rebounded by Ball of Rushi. Backcourt to Cordonier. 51-36 Raiders. No one scored in the last 90 seconds or better. Down to 15 to go. Rushi content to hold the ball. Anna's not going to foul. 51-36 may very well be the final score. A tale of two halves here tonight. No other way to say it.
No doubt about it.
A tale of two halves. First half, Anna took it to Rushi. Second half, Rushi took it to Anna. Better than Anna with Rushi in the first two quarters. It's all over. The Rushi Raiders with win number two in the Shelby County League. A 15-point triumph over Anna here tonight at Rushi. The Raiders go to 2-1 on the season, 2-0 in the Shelby County League. Anna now 1-2 on the year. All three games for Anna in league play. Anna now 1-2 in the SCL. We'll return to wrap it all up and present to you our Clancy Stars of the Game when we come back. 15-point win by Rushi over Anna on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Manbauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. And if you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
Rushi Raiders with a splendid comeback here tonight in the second half. Rushi began to make the trek back against Anna late in the second quarter. Anna led by a 21-11 count with about three to play until the end of the first half. Rushi cut the 10-point lead down to five at the intermission break, 23-18 Anna. Then Anna could drop in just two free throws. That's all. No buckets. In the third quarter, Rushi made hay, outscoring Anna 16-2 in the third. 9-point lead Rushi at the end of three, and then it was a coast for Rushi in the fourth quarter. The Raiders defense down inside, and Cody Flesher was outstanding, and Rushi got some big time offense from a sophomore in the second half of play, Chuck.
He's going to get a nice meal out of it, too.
You're talking about Jack Daport.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. He stood up. He hit shots. And I was also very impressed with Cole Tevy. But I really was impressed with the whole team. Like you said, at halftime, whatever they talked about, they really ramped up the defense in the second half and did a nice job of handling the pressure that they struggled with in the first half against Anna. They held Anna to 13 points in the second half.
Wow. And to tell you what, Chuck, tonight I think the home court was clearly advantageous for Rushi. The atmosphere electric all night long, and it was really crazy in here in the second half when Rushi stormed from behind, got the momentum, seized the lead, and with the crowd behind the Raiders, there was no way Rushi was going to give up the advantage.
Well, Rushi has a great student section, and to me, that's what really brings it. I mean, parents are parents, but boy, the kids can make a difference.
Let's take a look at the scoring tonight. Anna without a young man in double figures.
Yeah, they scored. Bensman had 9, and Flesher had 9, and they got 8 out of Stevens. That was it. On the other side, they got 12 out of Daypore, 10 out of York, and then 2 other players with 8. Tevy. Only one player with 8. Tevy had 8, and then so they ended up with 2 guys in double figures, and Tevy with 8 points.
And 9 different players scored for the Raiders, who are a deep team, no question.
Yeah, they got a lot of interchangeable parts.
Wow, Daypore with 3 triples, and I don't think any one of the 3 hit the rim.
No, he was terrific.
He stroked them all in. Nylon all the way, big baskets. He got one there late in that second quarter to start to fuel the Rushi comeback. And then eventually, as the game wore on, Rushi did a better job getting the ball inside to York and Tebby. Anna simply wore down the Rockets, as you noted, at least tonight, Chuck, had nobody off the dribble who could penetrate Rushi's defense very well.
No, they were not able to create their own shots. Sometimes you have to. They did go to the free throw line 21 times, but they only made 11.
And that, too, was a part of Anna's downfall tonight, shooting just barely over 50% from the stripe. When you get there 21 times, you figure you ought to make 14.
15.
Yes.
That's what I, you know, at the varsity level, you need to take 15 or 16 out of 21.
Well, this coming Friday night, Rushi is at Fort Loramie. The Anna Rockets do not play on Friday. The Rockets are the idle team in the Shelby County League. Anna returns to action at home on Saturday against New Knoxville. Don't forget, tomorrow night we've got the Centerville girls at Sydney. Tip-off 7:30 on the air at 7:10. Rushi girls at Fort Loramie on Thursday. Tip-off 7:30 on the air at 7:10. Our Clancy stars of the game, Chuck.
Well, on the Rushi side, I'm going to go with Jack Daypore. He had 12 points, and he was terrific. And I like when somebody comes out and is somebody that you didn't expect. And he had an unexpected game tonight. He was terrific. And on the other side, we'll give it to Blake Stevens. He had 9. He kind of held him in there. He made the only 2 free throws in the third quarter. Missed all 3 in the fourth, but it's kind of a crapshoot, but I think he definitely was the player of the game for Anna.
Stevens, a star of the game for the Rockets. Daypore with the hot hand off the bench for Rushi. They are the Clancy's winners. Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney, Wapak Avenue. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
It's So many thanks to our fine underwriting sponsors here tonight on Scores Broadcast: American Architectural Glass in Clayton, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star on Stolly in Sydney, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, the Sydney Daily News, best local sports page coverage around, Middendorf Builders, developing Timber Trail, South Edge of Anna. Middendorf will customize a home to your specifications. These additional underwriting sponsors: Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, Pemberton Jackson Center and New Knoxville, the Bluffton University MBA program, Brookins in Fort Loramie, Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, Clancy's in Sydney, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website, goffneyfurniture.com, for added savings. Frisch's in Sydney, what's your favorite thing? Thanks as well to John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot at John Hemp Imagery. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville, on-time, high-tech computer solutions. And Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, 8 expanding divisions, excellent workmanship at Wells Brothers, Inc., plus the in-between south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between. It's out of this world at the in-between. Thanks to Tim Rogers, his fine staff and associates, servers, cooks, and all of the excellent customers who come to the in-between south of Botkins. Two girls games for you the next two nights. They should be very competitive. Centerville at Sydney tomorrow night on the air at 7:10 on scoresbroadcast.com, and Rushi at Fort Loramie at 7:10 on Thursday night. Chuck, looking forward to girls basketball the next two evenings.
Yeah, I'm kind of anxious to see how far Sydney has come. They got everybody back from last year's basketball team, and they did take a thumping down at Centerville. Kind of anxious to see where they stand now and see how much they've improved.
Looking ahead to Friday night, we've got a few options available for you. Botkins at Jackson Center, Houston at Fairlawn, or Rushi at Fort Loramie. Keep watching the website. We'll post one of those three for you by this time on Thursday, maybe as early as tomorrow, but we'll have Shelby County League boys action for you on Thursday night. For Rhett Gish, our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer, for Chuck McBee alongside stat scoring, on-site engineering, I'm Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Rushi, where the Raiders have beaten the Anna Rockets in Shelby County League boys action 51-36.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.